This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange and Restarting Depreciation, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Depreciation is one of real estate's most valuable tax benefits, and a 1031 exchange handles it in a specific, sometimes confusing way. Unlike a fresh purchase, where your entire cost is depreciated from scratch over a new schedule, a 1031 exchange splits the replacement property's basis into two parts with different depreciation treatment. The carried-over basis from the relinquished property continues its existing depreciation schedule, while any excess basis, from acquiring a more expensive replacement, is depreciated as if it were a newly placed in-service property. This split depreciation is a default rule with real consequences for your deductions, and it interacts with depreciation recapture at the eventual sale. Understanding how depreciation continues and restarts after an exchange, and coordinating it with your CPA, is important for projecting your after-tax returns. This guide explains the mechanics. The foundation of post-exchange depreciation is the split between carryover basis and excess basis. In a 1031 exchange, your basis in the replacement property is generally your adjusted basis from the relinquished property, the carryover basis, plus any additional amount you invested to acquire a more expensive replacement, the excess basis. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.